Blog Talk Radio.
Tiffany Thompson is the founder and CEO of It's All About You Ministry International, located in Chicago, Illinois. She was born and raised on the west side of Chicago. Anointed by the Lord Jesus Christ, she is gifted to reach people of various backgrounds and nationalities. She is a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ with a strong prophetic call on her life. It's All About You Ministry was given to her by way of the Holy Spirit in January 2005 from out of her home. She has touched the lives of many, whether in local churches, street corners, or workplace. Her ultimate goal is to advance the kingdom of God. She is an entrepreneur, writer, poet, and motivational speaker, all for the kingdom of God. Tiffany Thompson has received a certificate from the Samuel School of Prophets under the instructor, Apostle Raphael Robinson, CEO, founder of Word Kingdom. And now, without further ado, here's Miss Tiffany Thompson.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for the applause. Welcome to It's All About You radio show. You have myself, Tiffany Thompson, and my co-host, Mr. Dennis Weston, live. This is live radio. Amen. Thank you for the applause, Dennis. How are you? Amen. Are you there? Okay.
Oh yeah, here I am. I had the button on. All right. I apologize. How you doing?
Okay. Oh, I'm doing good. It's been a long time. I haven't heard from you.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Doing?
It's been good. Yeah. Yeah, God is good.
Making the
How
moves,
are
making
you?
The moves. I'm great. I've just been making the moves for the Western World One Network, just trying to, you know, make it better for all of us. That's all.
Yeah, and it's doing good. It's doing good. Thank God for you.
Like I said, man, I told you, I'm happy to have you. Always, no matter what goes on, you know, I don't care what happens, Tiffany. Tiffany is a very obedient a woman of God with wisdom, knowledge, understanding, and she. And one thing I can say about it is, if you ask her to do something, she'll do it. And if she can't do it, she'll try to figure it out. That's a good
Amen.
Thing.
Amen. I thank God for that. Amen. I really thank God for that. Nothing like change. Yeah. Cause boy, it was a time. It was a time that. You know, that wasn't me, but I thank God for change. I thank God for redeeming me back onto Him. You know, I really do. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for you as well. I'm grateful for the opportunity to bring these wonderful people on the show to, you know, to just show the world. You know, these are people that I know are loyal, faithful, love God. They love what they do. They love people, you know, and I believe that they have the goods. So I just thank God for the opportunity. I thank God for meeting you for this opportunity. I really do. I really do. It's been a blessing. It's been a blessing. It really has. It's been a blessing.
Amen.
I thank God for you, Dennis.
Amen.
Yeah, so, yeah. It's been a journey, but it's a well worth one. It's a well worth one. So I thank God for that. Tonight we have a gift from the Lord, most definitely a gift from God. I met her, I believe, was it 3 years ago at an event that I had at the Embassy Suite Hotel. Well, we had a speaker and a massage therapist and nail tech, and we just had a lot of fun. And she saw the flyer on Facebook. And it wasn't a coincidence. I know this was God because I met a wonderful woman by the name of last name Hansen. She had published her book, and I purchased the book. I actually was blessed with the book. I bought one, and she blessed me with another one. And she began to tell me about this young lady that we have coming on tonight. And she contacted me on Facebook when she saw the flyer saying she was interested in coming to this event. And she showed up. And from that point on and that day forth, we've been you know, connected through social network. We've stayed connected from the time we got a chance to meet. I always knew that I was going to meet her when the time come for me to publish my book. And so instead, she ended up reaching out to me. So I thank God for her, and I thank God for the opportunity. She is an awesome woman of God. And if she's ready, we can get ready to bring her on, because there's much in her that I know she's ready to share with the world, with the listeners. And her name is Kathy McClure, author Kathy McClure, and she's the principal officer of McClure Publishing Company. I want to read a little bit of her bio, okay? This company was created in 2006 to assist authors in publishing their literature works. Okay, she said, while being committed to the tours, publishing workshops, and vendors appearances, McClure has opened the book industry to herself and others. McClure Incorporated has been selected for the 2013 Best of Bloomingdale Award in the Book Publisher category by Bloomingdale Award Program. Now, come on, you can't beat that. You just can't beat that. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
With a background in agriculture design, computer science, McClure has developed computer techniques in presenting marketing visuals to present authors and their books to the literature arts world. Her writing career has taken her into writing, publishing nonfiction, fiction, children's books. She's also currently working on a trilogy of horror, which consists of two mysteries and one thriller. McClure worked as a legal secretary for over 24 years at a major international law firm, participated in the mayor of Chicago, which was Mayor Daley at the time, the annual spring conference. She's also the host of the Kathy McClure radio show, where she writes, produces, and directs her own shows. She's also the host of Kathy McClure's show, Voice Over the Purple Ivory, and editor-in-chief of Kathy McClure Magazine. So as you can see, her hands is full. She has a lot going on, but I don't want to delay it anymore. Let's bring her on to the show, and let's help me welcome author Kathy McClure.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I am truly excited about this radio show tonight.
Amen.
The reason why I'm excited is because we have so much to share with the radio listeners about getting up and stepping out, moving forward, widening our territory, causing an expansion to take place, stepping into uncharted territory, coming into arenas that there is no way we would have even received an invitation, and just being who God originally ordained us to be. So I'm truly excited about being on the show. I wanted to be on the show last week and couldn't, and so I was anticipating it to be for this week. And so I just want to bless the listeners so that they will eventually know that we have to stop pleasing other people. We must stop pleasing other people, because what happens when we get into a place where we're always trying to please man, what ends up happening is we end up jumping through hoops and not really hearing from God. We start hearing from man, because man tell us when to turn left, man tell us when to turn right, man will tell us when to move forward. I had to block out anybody who was trying to misdirect me and send me in another direction to say that that couldn't be God. That couldn't be God. I started cutting off, having a deaf ear to the words that people were speaking about. God couldn't be calling you to do that. God can't have you doing this, that, and the other. Oh, and God doesn't want you putting your name on anything. I cut it all out, and I began to get in tune with what the Spirit of the Lord was saying about my life and my future. I was at a place that I thought I wasn't going to survive. I was at a place that I didn't know how I was going to make it. And it brought me to this place where I started McClure Publishing Incorporated. I started with one book. I did not know that I was going to be a publishing house. I just did a book. And that book took me to where I am today. It has me in a place where people are coming and looking for me. People are referring people. People are telling people. They're sharing with others. Do you know McClure Publishing Incorporated? Have you heard of them? You should contact them in regards to your book. And when they come, they get more than a book. They get a one-on-one relationship with me where we talk one-on-one. I begin to stir up what's on the inside of people and bring out what is deep down inside, embedded in the crevices of their very being, and cause it to come forth. And I take any types of projects. I don't just say, well, it has to be this way and that way. No, I take any types of projects, and we work it into a miracle. We allow God to perform a miracle and make it to be a sellable product in the end. And the reason why I allow authors to go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth with changes, because I do not want to publish anything. I want to make sure we don't have typos. I want to make sure that our grammar is correct. I want it to be accurate, especially coming from McClure Publishing Incorporated. I want to make sure when you see our logo and you read our books, you can say they proofed this book very well. I've seen books coming from other publishing houses with names of people that I know with typos on every single page. And that is not to knock them. It is to tell them they need to come over to McClure Publishing Incorporated, because we will work one-on-one with them until the book is ready for print and we get the book printed and distributed around the world. How many companies would allow you to go back and forth and back and forth with and back and forth without incurring additional charges? I worked with the client tonight and made sure that her book, we had two more changes. I went in, I made the changes, and I uploaded it to the printer. It is so important that you work with somebody who is just as much as a stickler about the project as you are. You want to make sure you work with somebody who becomes pregnant with your baby and is willing to carry your child, which is your book, for however long the term before it is time to push the baby out. So I'm excited about this show tonight. And Dennis Weston and Tiffany Thompson, I appreciate the opportunity. And I just want to make sure that I don't take up too much time, but I just wanted the audience to know this is the company to do business with, because we're going somewhere. Where we are right now is not the last stop. Where we were years ago was not the last stop. God is increasing. He's expanding. He told me yesterday, Kathy, I'm anointing you to handle the capacity that I'm putting on you. How can we put new wine into old wineskin? I had to separate myself from the world And when I say from the world, it is not to say that I don't do line dancing. It is not to say that I don't socialize and go out with people. But I had to separate myself away. I had to begin to become consecrated. As much as I like to run outside, God said, no, be still, daughter. Sit still and get to work. Work as long as it is called day. Because when night comes, no man can work. So he continued to pour in me the strength that I need to just work, 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 work. I work on several projects at the same time. And then I begin to spit each project out, one after another, one after another, one after another. And he's doing it to show people it's him and not me. Because without him, there is no way that I could be doing what I'm doing. That's why I give him all glory. I give him all honor and I give him all praise because it's him that's doing it. I'm not an English major. I'm a math major. So right there, I already know it's him. It took me 4 remedial English classes before I got to 101. So I know it's our God that is in control. It is our God that's guiding. It is our God that's leading and taking me into places that are unprecedented. So every time I do something that I've never done before, I give him glory. I give him honor and I give him praise. So he knows that I'm not going to steal his glory and I'm not going to take his praise. I'm giving it all to him because he alone is worthy to be praised. And just the other day, I received my doctorate's degree.
Amen.
Just unbelievable. These things that I'm doing, you can tell it's God. Because in myself, I could never have accomplished what I have. Never. Amen. And so people, when you step out, take God with you. When you go forth, take God with you. When you hook up with other people to bring them into what you're doing, take God with you. See, because man is going to always let you down. And when I say man, I mean woman too. We cannot depend and trust in people believing that they're going to do and support everything we do. And we cannot hold grudges against them. When Jesus went to the Father, he says, for they know not what they do. So we can't have animosity in our hearts because of how they are. We have to do what we have to do and love them. And love them that we think that's supposed to support us and don't. God has sent a whole new crew.
Yes.
God has sent a whole new crew in the season where there is a need. And then that crew might disappear and God will send another and another. And another, just imagine being an employer and you're hiring people on and people come and people go. We cannot hold it to their heart. We got to charge it to their head. And I love the way God has me because back in the day, I would be upset for a long time. You know, why won't they support me? Why won't they do this? No, it's not time yet. It's not time yet. When it gets to the place that they need to sit in the VIP section and find out they can't because they did not come along the way when I was headed that way. It's not my fault. It's not my fault. No, you can't come behind the backstage to do anything because guess what? You showed me who you were in the beginning. Wow. And God kept you back and kept you away so that you won't taint what God is doing. Oh, my God, I don't even want to hit people like that today. But I'm just saying we have to focus on God, and we have to trust that where he has us is exactly where he wants us to be.
Amen.
And even through our most difficult, dark ages of our lives, God was even in that. He took me back to when I was a little girl. Oh, hallelujah. And the things that I had to face as a little girl, he said, Kathy, at the time, I didn't know what I know now. But he said, Kathy, I took you through those areas so that now as an adult, when you begin to face something similar or almost similar, he says you'll be able to stand in it. He said, I was building the tenacity in you before you even came into existence. And when you came into existence, you had to go down the journey and the roads that you went down so that you will be able to deal with things the way you're dealing with them now. If I had never gone through anything, if I had never had to face a difficult moment, there is no way I will be right now today saying what I've had to face over the years would cause me to be in the cuckoo house. It would have caused me to crack mentally. But God wouldn't allow it. He said, because as a little girl, you sustained that thing. As a little girl, you went through that thing. And you still came out on top back then, and you're coming out on top right now. So I praise God for all those who rejected me. I praise God for all those who didn't believe in me. I praise God for all those who didn't even want to pat me on my back. I praise God for all of them that helped push me to where I'm at today. I thank God that he made my enemies my footstool. Amen?
Amen.
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 Amen. I want the listeners to know that at any time, if you have any questions or anything, let us know by pressing the one button so that she'll take she'll take all questions, any information that you need, any advice. Just feel free to press the one button at any time, and we'll bring you on. We'll bring you on. I heard her say this, which reminded me of when she talked about when it was time to go into the VIP session and all the old people show up and they don't get a chance to sit there. They got to sit out in the audience as if you don't even know them, and that's really not like a good thing, you know, especially if it's somebody you know you've known, you know they watched your process, you know they watched you go through what you went through, and then now because of doubt, unbelief, or whatever the case may have been, or maybe it was just God that did not want them on that journey, you know,
yeah.
You know, they have to sit in the audience, you know. But at least they still get a chance to sit and see. Hey, you may not get the VIP session, but you'll get a chance to see. Hey, amen. I want you to share. You share with us your right now and what God is doing right now. I need you to share with the listeners who you are. Where did you come from? Where did you come from? A little of that struggle. What were you born and raised in the city of Chicago? Were you on the west side? Was it easy for you? Was it hard for you?
Yes, yes. I would love to share that. Thank you so much. I was born on the south side of Chicago when it was beautiful, and that was where the more upscale people lived, on the south side of Chicago. My mom and dad separated, and I ended up living on the west side of Chicago, the heart of the west side, Gladysin, California, 16th and Christiana, Costner, all the areas where you have to dodge bullets, areas where you have to survive. I mean, it was, you know, you couldn't just, like, sit and enjoy yourself and play like regular children. You had to always watch your back, and you had to make sure that you had a focus, because if they caught you with your guard down and you didn't have a focus, they would zap you into their world of drugs, prostitution, and all kinds of things. And in these areas, there were rats that were so big that they had tails that were so long, and the rings on the tails told you how old these rodents were. and we had to sit and survive living with them living with us. They took our food. They fought us. Rats are not like mice. And so we had to learn how to fight with bats, and it was just horrible. It was a horrible scenario. And my sister and I remember walking into a empty apartment that we were getting ready to move into, and we felt the spirit, the evil spirit that was in the entire community, and things that had took place inside that apartment that was not going to be good for us. And we had to do what we had to do because my mom didn't have much, but she did the best she could. And so what we did was we continued going to school no matter what. We made sure we graduated. We are educated in spite of all that was going on inside our home. And I remember going to two schools in high school, Wales High School and the University of Chicago Circle Campus. At the university, I took architecture and computer science. And then at Wales, I took drafting. And I did this because I knew that it was better to be at school than to be at home. At least at school, I didn't have to fight rodents. I didn't have to listen to bugs crawling. It was so many. I mean, it was just horrible, some of the things we had to endure, me and my siblings. And I know my mother was going through just as well because she was there. But she seemed as if she was a strong woman. And so that's what taught me how to build the tenacity and survive that thing, because my mom was strong, and she still kept strong family values in place where we ate and you know, we had clean clothes, and, you know, we did what we had to. We learned. I used to remember plunging clothes in the tub as if I was a washing machine. And then I would wring them out and soak them in clean water and then wring them again and soak them some more and then hang them up to dry just so that we would have clean clothes. I was the one that loved a clean house, so I would clean everybody's room, under the bed, everywhere, clean every room that I could clean because I wanted to live in a clean environment. The less you have out for rodents to come, they won't come as often. So I would do more cleaning. God will use you in the midst of whatever you're going through. God will take that good that you have in you and literally use it for the benefit of you and others. And so I remember meeting different types of guys in these environments. And, you know, you see who's in your environment and then you decide to kick it with them. You're like, hey, you know, this is all I know is these guys. And so kicking it with the guys in the hood taught me about the politics on the street. So learning about the politics on the street taught me that when I got into the workforce, into corporate America, quote unquote, because there's politics going on in corporate America as well. And so I learned how to go into corporate America and deal with those politics as well. So knowing the street is not a bad thing. It's really a good thing to know both. It doesn't make sense to be book smart and you don't know what's happening on the street or vice versa. You need both in order to survive. So I looked at those areas that God took me through, because I couldn't have gone through those things unless God had it set for me to do it. And I began to implement those things in the company. You need product. You need services. And you need to put a price on it. And any service that I render, I have to get paid for. Any product that is sold, money has to be a transaction. And so I continued and continued on implementing the structure that I have in the company over into what I'm doing that I learned from the books and the street. I'm not saying that I did anything illegal. All I'm saying is you have to have enough sense to know that there is politics on the street and there is politics in corporate America. There is an exchange of funds and exchange of product. And so you might as well take it and make it legal to the place that you can benefit others and bring them into the knowledge. Right now, I can do books for people that's been on the street and call it urban fiction. Why not? Customers could come from everywhere and all around. But I want to back up a little bit, because when I got tired of the environment that I lived in, I began to pray to God, and I asked him for a husband. And I said, Lord, I'm tired, and I've been out here, and I already know what it's all about, and it's nothing out here in the street, nothing. I said, Lord, I'm ready to settle down, and I'm looking to have a husband. I'm not looking for one, but I'm looking to have one. And God sent me to the Census Bureau, where I began to count the people on the west side of Chicago. It was in 1980. And there is where I met my husband. When I met him, I was so mesmerized by this man that I couldn't take my eyes off of him. As he walked through the office, I was checking him out. I was like, now how can I get him? You know, it wasn't that I was going after him, but I'm going to tell you something. I set my mark, and we were married for 20-something years. I helped him become a Chicago police officer, and then we divorced. But that's okay, because that was in the plan. I know that God said that we should be married till death do us part. I believe in that. But there was no way that I would have started McClure Publishing Incorporated if I was still married. For 2 years, I ran the street. I got really, really wild. I came away from a lot of the things of God. I was so hurt. I was broken. I was destroyed. My job kept me because they felt sorry for me. They looked at me at sitting at that desk and said, she is pitiful. Pitiful, you hear me? She needs somebody to help her. So they kept me on no matter how I looked at that desk. And one day I ended up on my back, and I could not move. I was in such pain, and that is where God dealt with me. And he began to tell me, do not look for him to use me in an area that I'm good at. He said, I'm going to use you in an area that you failed at time and time and time again. When I had to take 4 remedial English classes in college before I got to 101, we know that McClure Publishing Incorporated is God. Mm-hmm. And so he began to take me through the channels, and I met a woman who I worked with. And she told me all I had to do was take her out to dinner twice, and she would show me what to do to start a publishing business. This woman gave me a list of 2 pages of information that I had to complete in 2 weeks. I have never done that before, so it was very stressful. It was very hard. I didn't know how really to accomplish it. But lo and behold, God put a man in my life that went and filed my documentation so that I can have a tax ID number and run a legitimate company. Then my book was published. And here she took me around and had me signing my book in different places. This woman began to see me growing and decided that she didn't want to have anything to do with me. Mm. And I was hurt by that. But that was in God's plan. Because God doesn't want anybody to take his glory. God doesn't want anybody to take anything away from him. Now I am the author of 3 books, Be Like a Tree Planted, When a Man Loves a Woman, and Fluffy the Neighborhood Dog. In addition to that, I thank God because I started the 6-week writing course, which teach you about genre, your niche, distribution, writing step by step. I offer writing tips. One of the books is Vendor Booth Etiquette, another social media, And then there's one that I believe every author should obtain, and that is use your voice. Your voice is very important as an author, and you must get out and speak to the public and let the public know you exist. And then the last book of the 6-week writing course is Think Drafts. Think Drafts is a really great book because once your book is done, now it's time to go through the drafts. Once your manuscript is done, I should say, it's time to go through the drafts so that you can zero in on certain things and look for certain things per draft. So I take the authors through 10 different drafts. We have Kathy McClure E-Magazine, and it comes out 4 times a year, in March, June, September, and December. And in March, that one is always based on wealth, increase, having an abundance of. And then in June, it's always motivating yourself. September is based on music, and December is the book business. And so each quarter, I want to make sure we're focusing on each one, and we feature artists, and we sell ad space in that magazine, and the magazine is also available in print form and digital. And so I'm getting ready to build MetPub Kids website because we have a children's side of the company. We have 5 different entities, Kathy McClure Show, Kathy McClure Radio Show, again, I said Kathy McClure E-Magazine, and then MetPub Kids. And it goes along under the umbrella of McClure Publishing Books. When God get ready to expand you, you don't know how far he's going to expand you. I want to tell the listeners to just get ready. Be prepared when God is getting ready to expand you. Don't wait until the expansion comes. It's time to start right now. It's time to get in position right now and start working the work behind the scene. Because when God gets ready to push you out there and set your mark and get you going, he want to make sure that you have spent time behind the scene doing what you need to do. And do not concern yourself when you fail certain things. And do not concern yourself when you don't know everything. You cannot wait until you're perfect. You cannot wait until you know everything. And you cannot wait to always depend on the information that you have. That's why I love Google. You can search on Google for any. You can research and find out how it can be done. You might do it a little different, but at least you can research and find out this is how it should be implemented. I don't mind sharing and helping other people open up publishing businesses. It doesn't take anything away from my business. I don't mind sharing great ideas, and it doesn't take anything away from my ideas. I like to give, and when I give, I like to give in an abundance. If I share all the information that I have, it is okay, because you're going to work it the way you're going to work it, and I'm going to work mine the way I work mine. You're not a threat to me. I don't think you're going to come and try to steal anything from me. If people decide to leave McClure Publishing Incorporated and go to your company because you are doing what they need, it's okay. It's okay. You know why? Because God will send some other people my way. I cannot hold on to everyone that comes through the company. It's enough money for all of us to make out here. When we get to the point that we don't want to let anything out, nothing can come in. The principles of the Bible are true in corporate America. It's true on the street. It's true in any business. You find people, music artists, rappers, that know the Word of God. They put lyrics of the Word of God in their songs. So everywhere we go, we can literally implement the things of God into whatever we're doing. I don't have to say Jesus, 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 Jesus all day. I don't have to wear a cross around my neck. I don't have to carry a Bible under my arm in order to literally walk in the Word of God. Yeah. I'm a transitioner. And the transitioner that I am, I take people from one place to another. When I did not understand the anointing on my life, I asked God, why is it that people will come into my life and pass me by and end up bigger than I am? God says, because that's your position. People of God are walking around out here not knowing who they are, and they get upset when they don't know. I have a friend. Her anointing is to connect people. When she connects people and they end up together in business relationships, she gets upset because she doesn't understand the anointing on her life. The anointing on your life, you're in position to do a certain thing, and you do just that. John the Baptist went around, and his position was to baptize Jesus Christ. His position was the forerunner, and he had to get in his position and do what he was sent to do. The guy who had to go over to Nineveh, Jonah, and go and tell Nineveh, his position was just that. And we as the people of God need to understand our position and get into it. And do not fret and do not worry about others that are not coming. Oh, they're going to catch on. They're going to catch on a little later, but it's okay. They just won't be in the position that they thought they were going to be in. And I thank God for everything that he's done and how he's taking McClure Publishing Incorporated. We have a new author. He wrote Bringing the Word from Africa. His name is Dr. Roger Phillips Sr. This man of God is an overseer at Trotter's Church on the South Side. He found out about me through LinkedIn and asked me to do his book. And I want to encourage everyone that's listening to build a social media platform. It's free. You don't even have to pay for it. And you can connect with a lot of people in order to be able to, when your book is done, you can start selling that book to them, or even 6 months before it's done. My website is McClure Publishing Incorporated. My email address is McClurePublishing@msn.com. Our 800 number is 800-659-4908. And I have some upcoming events coming. And you don't want to not be at these events, because when I'm at an event, we're going to have a wonderful good time. When I was in the world and I went to the club, I partied like a rock star. Now, when I'm in the church and people that come to the church know we're going to have a praise party. We're going to have a good time, and God will inhabit the praises of his people. And he's going to come in to these places that I'm scheduled to be at and move like never before. God is going to do some shaking. He's going to do some moving. Sometimes the earth has to shake in order for God to remove some things that has been holding us back. In order for him to bring some things in, he might even blow some wind sometime. The other day he was blowing wind like crazy. Wind was coming in. We didn't even know which way the wind was coming. But God will even use the wind to come in and to push some stuff out. And he'll use another direction of wind to bring some stuff in. We need shaking. We need shaking. We need to stop taking what we won't accept. If it's something you're dealing with and you're tired of it, get rid of it. What's so hard about stepping away from it? I stepped away from a 24-year position at one of the biggest law firms in the world to run McClure Publishing Incorporated full-time. I make bold moves in the earth. I am not playing, and I am not afraid. I've already failed enough over the years to know that God is going to pick me up if I fall again. God is going to do something in my life so miraculously that people that didn't believe will be at awe with what he's doing.
They're going to believe it when it happens, and he said he's going to show it to them right before their very eyes. And so I can't walk in fear anymore, because the Lord did not give me the spirit of fear. He gave me the spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. And so I want to make sure I'm thinking right. If I'm not thinking right, I want the Lord to come and hold me accountable for my thoughts. Because whatever I'm thinking, that's who I am. The Bible says, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so I want to make sure my thoughts are pure. I want to make sure my thoughts are lovely. I want to make sure my thoughts have a good report. And so I want to share love to people. I want to encourage people. Step out. Stop being afraid. But make a plan first. Don't just hastily do anything. Believe it or not, I have been contemplating leaving this firm for years. I have been contemplating. And I watched them mistreat me day in and day out. Do anything to me, whatever. And I kept smiling and waving. Smiling and waving. They would say, Kathy, no matter what they do to you, you just, I said, because I can't change them, but I can change me. I don't have any control really over myself, but I have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to move through me, and that is when the Spirit's moving, that is love moving. And I kept smiling and waving and smiling and waving and smiling and waving, and I just couldn't believe some of the times when I thought that it was going to be gloom and doom, that God took those moments and made me shine. God took those times and made me excel. God took those times and made me go into territory that no man has ever gone before. He will use you to chart out uncharted territory. You will have to go in like Jeremiah and pluck up, tear down, and destroy, that there could be a new foundation laid or a new building, because the foundation has already been laid, which is Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. And so you begin to build on that thing and build on that thing. That's why he put me in the area of architecture every year in high school, so I can learn how to build on a solid foundation, a structure that cannot be shaken. So anything I lay my hands to do, God bless. Any place my feet tread, God give that place to me. The Bible is real. I don't know about you, but I do know that when I begin to take that word and implement it in my life, it manifests something of God. Where people want to know how I can help others. I had a man online ask me if I would come to India to teach Indian women. I'm not going to let a race of people, I'm not going to let a race of people dictate who I am. I wonder, when we do the month of February and we go into Black History Month, why is it that we always have to start with the slavery? Why is it that we always have to show how we were handmaidens to them and their men? And how they beat us senseless. Why is it that we always go to that point? Why don't we ever go back before we got here? Because they don't want us to know who we really are. And I am not discrediting any race. But if you are a race that's holding people back by taking them back to where they were when you mistreated them, you're still trying to hold those people back. We need to go back to 1866. In 1876, when blacks owned everything in their community. And the circulation of money went through the African-American community. They came in and tore us up and told us we couldn't do that because we were excelling and we were growing. There were doctors there to service us. There were attorneys there to service us, and they all were black. And the reason why I'm a stickler about black literature going out of the company that's accurate is because I want years from now, I'm talking about centuries from now, that our books will be in circulation, that they won't say, see, they couldn't read, nor could they write.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plan mm-hmm. to why these companies are publishing our books with typo after typo after typo after typo. Oh, it's a plan. And them same books are going to be around later on to say, yeah, see, they couldn't read nor could they write. And so McClure Publishing Incorporated, to be a woman president, I am honored that God would put it on me to do it and that I could publish books of ministers, corporate America, teachers, educators, whatever, whoever wants to publish through the company can. The doors are open for them to come in and get their book published accurately. And we work together until the client is satisfied. I don't want anyone walking away saying they're dissatisfied with my service. If they do, it's not like I have never tried to get them to a place of satisfaction. So I appreciate you, Dennis. I appreciate you, Tiffany, giving me the opportunity to come on your show and share about McClure Publishing Incorporated.
Amen. Amen. We appreciate you for opening up your life as a living testimony. It's All About You radio show and the listeners, the world that's listening. We appreciate you because the reason I asked the question about your history, and you just mentioned it when you talked about Black history, the month of February. Some people are still in that place, and they think that that's home. They think that there's no way out. And that's why I wanted you to share your history up until where you are today and what God has done for you and what God is doing for you even now, and also where God is taking you, because he's not done. But the fact that some people, the doubt and the fear and the I can't do it and I don't believe that I can do it, or that's just for her or that's just for him and it's just not for me. I just wanted them to hear and listen and know that it's for them.
Yes.
Everyone has a story. Everyone has a story. Your story may not be Kathy's story, nor my story, maybe not even Dennis' story, but everyone has a story. Your testimony may not be mine, but there's something in you that needs to be heard. Someone needs to hear it. Someone needs to know that they can make it. When I met Kathy 3 years ago, you got the mic and you begin to talk, and you begin to talk about the publishing company and begin to share about writing a book. But the one thing that has never, ever left me that you said was, after events, you know, we have our speakers and so forth, or after we're dead and gone, you know, people have certain memories about us, but you left this that stayed with me was, why not put yourself in the book? Leave you with someone. So even when you're gone, what you had in you, what's instilled with you in you, the wisdom and knowledge that was shared, it's in the book. So though you're gone in the body, but those words are still here in the book. And that remark, that comment, that statement stuck with me ever since. And though I have been, you know, I've been through some trials and tribulations and so forth, you know, from since then, it still hasn't left me because I'm still determined to leave me in a book. Amen.
Yes. Yes, because that's your legacy. Your legacy is to leave an inheritance for your children's children. And some people, I know I want to leave $1 million. I want to leave more than $1 million. I want to leave billions of dollars to my family.
And so I know I have to start right here and right now to start building that empire, because that's the legacy I want to leave. So I put myself in When a Man Loves a Woman. Every character is me. Tommy is an architect. That's part of my past. Sarah is an accountant. I love numbers. Numbers never lie. Her mom and her dad, Sarah's parents, dealt with the father and his gambling. That was my stepfather. Tommy, his parents, dealt with Tommy's father putting his hands on his mother sometimes. I had to experience that as a little girl, okay? I hit those areas and I came out of them, just to give a little background of the parents. Then the church scene in there, that's me. That's me actually walking as a woman of God, married to a pastor. My husband, my ex, is really a man of God. I don't care what he wants to deny and run from. Then there is a murder scene in that book. The other woman ends up murdered. The connotation behind that is that in order for us to give our lives to Christ, we're going to have to die to self first. But I wrote it where it is a natural murder, and I wanted to cut the other woman off. So I put it in a book. Then there's a barbecue fish fry scene. I used to love to have barbecues and people and invite people over. Mm-hmm. So I took myself and I put myself in the book. You will never know while reading the book it's me. But even if I decide to write a book that you know is me and it is exactly me, it's okay. Because I have published so many books from authors where authors are literally telling their story. There's one that I am going to put on display, the event next Friday and Saturday, called Kelsey from Pain to Triumph. This author started as when she was 4 years old, and she took us until she was a young adult. Things and the tragedies that she had to go through is inside that book. I had another author who lives on the west side of Chicago. I did his book. His parents raised him. His mom was a prostitute. Did we put it in the book? Yes, we did. So even if I am a Christian writer, we publish all genres. When you are a business, Walmart doesn't say because you're not a Christian, you can't shop here. Walmart allows any and everybody to come in there and spend some money. What's wrong with us as the people of God? Why are we saying, oh, no, I just want to do this? That's fine if that's what you want to do, but you limit yourself. So when you come up with the name of your company, be sure that it's universal. Be sure that it's just not a one-type name. I'm not knocking Kingdom for all those who have Kingdom in their name. I'm not knocking it because all of this is Kingdom. Walmart, Target, Jewels, Walgreens, CVS, it's all Kingdom. It is the marketplace. Sorry.
We got about a minute left.
Uh-oh. I'm sorry. Dennis has something to say. Go ahead, Dennis.
Actually, we got about 45 seconds. I just want to say, man, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you for just sharing everything. I want to let you know I'm from Crystal and North Avenue, so you know I can relate to everything. The Humboldt Park area. My mom grew up going to Clemente, so I know everything that you're saying. We got to do a part two to get you back on the show, because you are on fire, woman of God, and I love that. I love the way that you even said that everybody got to open up their minds, because it's about your heart. It's not about what comes. You know, saying, like you said, charge it to their head and not to their heart, because people don't know these things. But you hit everything. You hit every point. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for coming on the show. We got to do a part two. I know we don't have that much time, but give us a website, at least.
It's www.mcclurepublishing.com. That's MCCLURE publishing.com.
Thompson Show. Yes. It's all about you. I'm a big fan. We love you. We got to go. Amen.
Amen. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you so much.